About 3-4 years ago, it was when Bob was doing the Sunday morning shows. You were on with, I know for sure, Gene was on and Sarah. And there was another, another lady on. And you went into this very elaborate, probably 45-minute explanation of basically J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon. You went through the board of directors. You talked about the fact that they controlled, I think the number was 43% of the trades, and that was ending. That was going to end. Yep. Now we see, here we fast forward to the last month or two, three metals traders for J.P. Morgan have been indicted by the Department of Justice, and they're charging them with RICO statutes.
Yep.
Racketeering.
Which is pretty huge.
Which is huge, really huge. And so I'm wondering, is this one of those things? This is a softball I'm throwing up to you, but you don't need it. But here, you know, we tend to think in time, like if you tell us something, it has to happen, you know, a month later, 2 months later. And you know, I have a vested interest in silver climbing. But is this what you talked about 3-4 years ago? Is that coming to fruition with what's occurring today?
Yeah, because the way the bodies are now, there's no forgiveness anymore. Before they had the good old boys that would tend to the 10 to
exactly.
the 10 to. They're not tending anymore. We're tending it. And,
yeah.
No, we're not putting all that. You want to make a very staunch, hard, rigid, conditional response of how this is going to work? Okay, we can play with you.
Okay. Okay. Are you asking me if I want to make a rigid? Is that what your question was?
We don't have a question. We're making a statement.
Okay.
They want to play hardball. We like hardball. They don't say anymore how this goes. Before, they said how it goes. They no longer have a say.
Yeah. So the gloves are coming off. The good old boy. Yeah. And
it's live and strong. Except this time, they're culpably responsible for what they do.
Right.
Say something.
And I would imagine Jamie Dimon and, say, Life Masters cannot avoid this either.
They are not going to make it.
Okay, great.
Okay, Mark, that was very good. You were tracking that. Could you repeat? Was the Johnson Massey got nailed? Who got nailed?
No, Bob, Ion told me about this pipe art game that he wanted me to download. And no, this is J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, what happened to them?
Well, they've been three of their metals traders, one of them the very high-level guy, they've been indicted for manipulating the market, spoofing, and also the Department of Justice has filed racketeering charges against
spoofing.
Them. RICO.
Not spoofing, it's spooling. You'll make that note and people will laugh at you. Spooling.
Okay, I'm not going to question you. But,
these guys got nailed. What did Ion say 4 years ago that fulfills?
Okay, Ion went through a huge explanation.
Yeah, not too many details.
Okay.
I heard you.
Okay. He basically said,
Mark, but don't use any words. But explain it thoroughly, but
okay.
Don't use too many words. That's
He basically said, he went through all the details, but he said, J.P. Morgan is going down.
Okay.
And we're in control. And in my And my way of thinking, I'm thinking, okay, a month from now, 6 months from now, we're going to see these guys who go down. Nothing happened. So I thought, uh-oh, you know, that, but, you know, you got to think of the time aspect and how we, as little men, not you, but me, you know, we tend to look at these things. And so when I see all these RICO charges, and which is heavy duty, these are serious crimes, and you got to, I think the rule on it, you got to pay back three times whatever you gained.
And, yeah, the treble damages are up to 30 times, depending on if there's victims, if there are victims. If there are no victims, then it's three times.
Right. But, Bob, I ask Ion if that, what he described 3-4 years ago and what is happening now are connected and related, and he said yes.
Yes, that's good.
So this is one of those late action things.
And you learned not to expect it too quickly.
Yeah. Well, just like Southern Company is going to split. I thought that was going to happen 4 or 5 years ago, but it'll happen, but we don't know when.